hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure their mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion in committee items. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have.
And the report also, in Appendix 2, sets out the ERT Director Business Plan for 2024-25. So I'm happy to take any questions and seek a proposer and seconder to accept the officer's recommendation in 3.1.
Councillor Truesdale, do you want to come in?
Thank you. I just have a question. Sorry. Will I just read out the questions as they come? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah, so on the Peaklands Peace Plus project, the project partners withdrew. And I also noted that the Dara Peatland Challenge is now open, fund is open. So would that be something that you would, council would be applying for because the project partners have withdrawn from the original Peace Plus?
I think we're also always considering implications of people withdrawing or the impacts that we have on applications, and we're constantly reviewing applications and will make applications throughout this year. And we will always bring them back to committee for noting whenever that has happened. So we'll commit to update members as and when applications are actually submitted or amended, or where partners either join or leave any project. So we'll commit to providing members with an update on that.
I was looking through for, I can't find it now at the minute, but I think there was a section on the ongoing development and implementation of capital projects in forests and country parks. So I just wanted to ask, is the pricing structure in Castlewellan anywhere near being resolved yet for groups coming in to use the lake?
I'm not too sure that that's a matter for the ERT business plan or this report, but the pricing structure agreed at the start of this year was across all council tourism assets, not specific to any one park. And we were working through applications to host events on our forest parks and our tourism assets as and when they are received.
And finally, I just wanted to make a comment on the implementation of the small settlement scheme. That's something that I've never been involved with before. So a couple of weeks ago, I was involved with the analogue one. And I just wanted to say how impressed I was with the council officer and the level of commitment from the people involved, DSC and the elected reps who were there. It was a really proactive, good meeting with measurable success. So I just wanted to have that noted. It was a really successful small settlement scheme.
Thank you, Councillor Truesdale. Councillor Andrews.
I'm happy enough to propose the recommendations and the reports on the paper. Thank you.
Councillor Andrews proposing. Anyone second? Councillor Ryan seconding. Move on. Any other comments? Move on to item number 6, Church Street and DeCourcy Place Public Realm. Any comments? Proposer and a seconder, please. Councillor Hanlon, any seconders?
Elected members will be aware that Council has been progressing design stage 1 to 3 on Church Street and DeCourcy Place, and we are now at the stage to move to planning, so it's asking for recommendations for Council to submit a planning application and for officers to work internally for a business case internally for Council and externally to DFC, and then to engage with County Down Rural Community Network with public perception survey.
Yeah. Yes, first of all, in relation to the scheme that's been put forward for approval tonight, I'm only too happy to support, and I'm not too sure where I propose or second, but I'm in broad agreement that we proceed with the recommendations outlined in 3.1 to progress the scheme further and submit a plan application. And I'd like to pay tribute to everybody involved in making this project happen. It's long overdue. Thank you.
Go ahead. Councillor Hanlon was the proposer and Councillor Lee Sargent was the seconder. Councillor Hanlon, do you want to speak?
Yeah, thank you. I'll just be brief. It's just to welcome this moving on to planning stage and our application for planning, and obviously hopefully the business case to get funding from DFC. And suppose to pay tribute to Downpatrick Regeneration Working Group that have worked hard to try and get finance into the town and see it regenerated. So just to welcome the paper. Thank you.
Just a little bit of information, Chair. It's resourced up to 20, stage 3 up to 23, 24. Is there any further double costs in the bank for it yet to move it forward?
No, so that's the recommendation in the paper to move forward with a business case internally and externally to Council and to DFC.
Any ideas on how to be able to make some progress?
The project board is meeting next week. to go through the costs with the consultant and the members of the steering group, and then to progress into planning. And internally then we will start a business case for 10% ask to DFC, 90%, 10% to council, 90% ask to DFC. So final costs have not come into council yet.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, item number 7. Supply programme. The following items will be taken in closed session. Item 7 deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act Northern Ireland 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information, and the public may by resolution be excluded during these items of business. I have a proposal and a seconder to go into closed session, please.
Proposed.
Councillor Kearns and seconded by Councillor Andrews. Speaking on this. While it's in committee, the following items were agreed. Item 7, Multiply Programme, on the proposal of Councillor Hanna and seconded by Councillor Ryan, the following was agreed. To approve the Multiply initiatives outlined for the 2024-25 financial period, to approve the Council through procurement of the service level and service level agreement processes, appoint external delivery agents to implement the range of initiatives as outlined in the report. Number 8 is, and 8 and 9 are for noting. Any comments before I take proposal seconder? Thanks, mm-hmm. Andrews.
Yes, in relation to item 9, from reading the papers, all sort of, I think, finance for pecuniary. But I just think, as I said, I'd like to congratulate the team on achieving this accolade from APSE, and to all concerned, it's well deserved and well done. And right across the whole spectrum of a council, our frontline staff and all staff do such sterling work, and they're all to be commended as well. So I just want to thank everyone and all, and this accolade is brilliant. Thank you.
Thank you. I have a proposer and a seconder. Do you need to do them individually, or do you have them? Proposer and seconder for items 8 and 9. Councillor Ryan and seconded by Councillor Lee Sargeant. That concludes the meeting. Thank you.